I'm here with Stephen Whittle, who is collections curator at University of Salford, and we are in the middle of the Joondalup Park installation puzzle, which you can hear in the background. Stephen, tell me a little bit about Puzzle and what it is.
It's an exhibition by a Korean artist, Joondalup Park, and it's a series of videos that use the form of a puzzle. You may remember as a child having those small wooden puzzles with one square missing, and you have to push the shapes around to make a pattern or a picture. In this case, the artist has used groups of students filmed from above, so you see them in a grid-like geometric pattern. The sound that you can hear is the squeaking of the chairs and tables as they're moving around, trying as quickly as they can to find the answer, to solve the puzzle that they've been set by the artist. There's a number of puzzles, and they're of increasing levels of complexity. And the artist has given the participants a number of instructions and clues as to how to solve them. I think what he's interested in particularly are the patterns of behaviour and social norms that emerge through this kind of complex behaviour. On the surface of his work, these are very playful activities. There's something very childlike about them. And the sound, I think, adds to that. Everything's speeded up and squeaky and scratchy, and it's quite cartoon-like. It's almost like watching an animation. But I think that belies the seriousness of his intent. He really wants us to consider not just the position of the people in these puzzles in relation to each other, but how that relates to our own lives, the degree to which we're complicit with rules and regulations that we all abide by.
You're going to put this work in the context of some of Joondalup's other work.
That's right. In his earlier pieces, he used everyday situations which he filmed from the tops of buildings. So he was looking down on crossings, for example, where people were just trying to get across a busy road, or building sites where they were constructing tower blocks. There's a very well-known one, which I think is on YouTube, of people parking their cars in various spaces. And then suddenly, Joondalup's hands appear, and he appears to be directing the action, which, again, is very comical, very witty, and almost absurd, really. He's like the deus ex machina that you get in a theatre. The godly hand that appears from above and starts pushing and poking people and moving them around. Except, of course, he isn't really. People are moving off their own volition. But he's asking us to consider to what degree are people using their own initiative, and to what degree are they complicit with the bigger structures, the social norms that govern our activities in everyday life. So I think there is a deeper underlying philosophical message in his life and in his work that's it's belied by the almost cartoon-like or absurd nature of the presentation.
And just briefly, just to finish up, why did you choose this particular work to show? This is the first work that you've shown, artwork that you've shown in this new building.
That's right. I mean, the Media City building that the university operates is about using new technology in new and interesting ways, which this obviously does. It's a very inventive and attractive approach, I think, to using quite simple means, but it comes up with a profound and very interesting response, really. And it uses students as well. He sort of uses them almost as lab rats in this sort of highly controlled environment. So I think people will respond to it on that surface level very quickly and very easily. It's something you can get to grips with, and it's very entertaining to watch. But the more you watch it, the more you see these very entertaining relationships and the way in which people either subvert the system, or they just wait for somebody else to tell them what to do, or there's one or two very controlling characters in there. So it's just a fascinating thing to watch.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.